You stop watching on it. You stop applying it. You stop doing it. And guess what, man? That man think he's gonna receive anything from the law. Right, because he's double-minded, unstable in all his ways. He say one day by the stripes of Jesus I'm healed, and the next day he say I don't feel too good. He say by the stripes of Jesus, man, one day he say by the stripes of Jesus, before I was sorrowing and all grief in his body. And then I'm talking about and all our sins are forgiven and all our wounds and diseases, man, are washed away. And the next day they say, man, I got high blood pressure. I got sugar diabetes. Or they say, my high blood pressure. My sugar diabetes. Say what you're doing. You're planting that seed into your life. Glory to God. And be not deceived. God not marked. Whatsoever man sow, that's what he's going to reap. So, boy, what God wants us to do at the church, he wants us to come to the knowledge of the Lord. It's time for us, man, you know, to like I always say on this broadcast, to come past the gates of thanksgiving. Let me say that right. To come through the gates of thanksgiving. Come through our praise and worship. Come through our church service and Bible studies and prayer groups and radio broadcast. Come through all of that, all the way into the presence of the Most High God. Wow. Because the ritual law, that only the high priest could go into that place and only once a year to make the atonement for the people, those ritual laws like that, then Christ said, I come to be away with that and establish, man, the original laws. Well, hallelujah. The original plan and purpose and destiny of God for our lives. What God is doing, I come to establish the law of life. Glory to God. I come to establish, man, a law boy in the kingdom called a law of liberty. Also established in the kingdom, said the Lord, the law of sin and death. I established, man, a law of love. The law of promise. The promises of God. The exceeding great and precious promises of God. That through those promises, we partake of his divine nature and escape the corruption that's in this world. The royal law, man, the law of love. Let me tell you something, man, boy. I'm talking about this law here, the law of faith. And the law of sowing and reaping. See, most of you believers, man, don't know about those laws. Those are the original laws. They came way before, man, Moses and Moses' laws. But that's the law of life. That's the perfect law of liberty. That's the law of sin and death. That's the law of love. That's the law of promise. That's the law of faith. And that's the law, man, of sowing and reaping. Those are the original laws. Those are the laws that God gave. Listen, he gave them laws to Moses for the children of Israel. But these laws that I'm talking about, that wasn't just for the Hebrews or the Israelites, man, who were to, man, spread it out to all the nations and all the people. But these here are the laws that, man, God gave to every man, every woman, every boy, every girl. These are the laws that God gave to Adam and Eve, man, in the garden. The first law. And because mankind lost and got out and separated from those laws and all these other laws, man, they begin to be added unto that and amendments to that. But boy, let me tell you something. When we get back to the original law of God, the law of life, the law of liberty, the law of sin and death, the law of love, the law of promise, the law of faith, and the law of sowing and reaping. And boy, that's why I say the devil don't ever want us, man, to know how to operate in those laws and to live according to those laws. Because if we begin to live according to those laws, then all the laws of Moses, man, will be fulfilled in our heart. He said, I didn't come to do away with the law. I come to, man, to fulfill the law. How are you going to fulfill the law? By establishing, man, the original laws in your life. What's the law of life? That's what God said. I ain't talking about what Jeremiah said and Isaiah said and what commentators said and Matthew Henry said and Martin Luther, man. I ain't talking about nothing they all them said. I ain't talking about nothing Brother Arthur said or Pastor so-and-so said. I'm talking about, man, what God said. And, boy, when we, man, get back into and start operating according to that law, what law that? That's the law of life. That's in, man, what God said. That supersedes everything else that everybody else sees. Well, we find out, man, what God said. That's what he meant when he said, seek first the kingdom of God, right? What God said. Not what God said, man, through the law and the prophets, but what God said through his son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That's why he said, man, at the baptism when John baptized him in the Jordan River, when a voice came down and helped, this is my beloved son. Hear ye him. In time past in the book of Hebrews, he said he spoke to us through the law and the prophets. But in this day, he speaks to us himself. He said, man, from Moses all the way to John the Baptist, the law and the prophets have been preached. But now the kingdom of God is being preached. Hallelujah. And boy, I'm talking about, boy, men are trying to get into everything that mankind is looking for. That's where it's at. It's in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And that's the last place the devil ever wants you, Lord, to come to the knowledge of and how to get into what? The kingdom of God. What's the kingdom of God? What God said and what God is doing and what God is all about. Because you find out there what God said and what he's doing and what he's all about, and you're going to find out, man, what you're supposed to say, what you're supposed to be doing, and what you all about. Because he created us just like him, to be just like him, to do just like him, to live just like him, to talk just like him, to operate just like him. But because of the kingdom of darkness and the lack of knowledge of all that, and we've been living and dying like mere men and mere women, when all the time we are the children of the Most High God, hallelujah. Living and dying like mere men and mere women, when all the time the power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead residing on the inside of us. How much power you think it took to raise Jesus Christ from the pit of hell and set him at the right hand of the Most High God? All power. Well, that's the power that's on the inside of you. That's why Jesus said, I give you power over all the power of your enemy. How are you going to do that, Jesus? I'm going to go away. And when I go away, I'm going to send you back the same Holy Ghost that was on the inside of me, that enabled me, that equipped me, that men gave me the power to do all the things that I did up on this earth. Boy, I'm going to send him back to you. Why? So that, boy, the thing that I do, you can do also. Glory to God. The way I live, you can live also. Above all the bigger elements of this world. Why? So that you can bring glory to my name. And herein is the Father glorified, that we bear much fruit. What you mean? That we take the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of God's word and apply that into our lives. Therefore, boy, I'm talking about we bring glory to his name. What you mean, bring glory to his name? See, we hear all these terminologies and these sin and everything else. And that seed. But boy, I'm talking about when you begin to plant the word of God into your life and act on it and do it, then, man, what you mean bring glory to his name? Then you begin to manifest that word in our lives. We begin to manifest that healing word in our lives. We begin to manifest the grace of God in our lives. We begin to manifest the glory of God in the earth. We begin to manifest, boy, what it means to live in glory to God. We begin to manifest God's word in our lives. And that's what brings glory to God. Not when we preach, teach, or tell others about it, but boy, when it can be manifest, when they can see, glory to God. Hallelujah. So what they can not only hear, boy, but see. Let me tell you something. They didn't just hear what Jesus said, boy, they saw what he said. Hallelujah. God not willing that none should perish, so he went about healing and saving everybody. They saw the mighty works. They saw the miracles. They saw the blind eyes open, the deaf ears unstopped, the lame to walk, the dumb to talk, the dead to be raised to life again, needs being met, man. I'm talking about, they saw it, the manifested word, the glory of God. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, boy, the works that I do, you're going to do too. In fact, you're going to do greater ones. Hallelujah. As the Father sent me, I'm going to send you. As I am, so are you. And boy, God want to raise up, boy, in this hour, in this generation, in this time, hallelujah, mighty men and mighty women that can not only preach God's word, man, and teach God's word, but demonstrate God's word, manifest God's word, living according to, boy, that law of life, what God said. And what God said, man, listen, thank God for what God said through the prophets and through Moses and through Jeremiah and through Brother Arthur and through everybody else. But boy, you need to hear men pass that. You need to hear, boy, what the Holy Ghost said to you about what Jeremiah said and Isaiah said and Brother Arthur said and Kingdom Life Fellowship said and any other ministry said. You need to hear, boy, the voice behind the word. You need to hear what the Holy Spirit say to you about what we say. Glory to God. Wow. Then that's God talking to you himself through disciple ministry through the prophets, through the apostles, through the hallelujah. And what ought the boy to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you about what we say? Because what I'm going to share with you, I ain't living. I told you I don't have a 1 minute. I'm going to share with you, boy, I'm talking about the incorruptible, indestructible, ever living seed of God's word, what the law of life, what God's seed, what God is doing. Not what my church is doing, not what my denomination doing, not, man, what people are doing, not what, man, you know, the political world is doing, not what Trump is doing, not what, man, you know, the education system is doing, not what the world is doing, but, boy, what God is doing. In his ways of doing what he's doing. But, man, we can not only just be inspired of the word and have the seed of God's word, but when we begin to take that seed and plant it into our life and begin to bear fruits. Oh, God, my boy. I'm talking about our apple seed. As long as it's in that pack and got the pretty picture of the apple on the pack and everything else, as long as them seeds is in that pack, you ain't never going to eat no apples. Not from them seeds. They'll never manifest no apples. As long as it's in that pack, as long as God's word is in this Bible and chapter and verse, they're never going to eat no seed. It's when you take it out the chapter and verse and begin to plant it into our lives, into our heart, into our mind, into our emotion, into our attitude. But I'm talking about day by day by day. The Bible says the kingdom of God is like a soul who went out to sow his seed. And boy, he went home, go to bed day and night. He knoweth not how, but the earth brings forth of itself. First a little tender shoot, the blade, then the ear, continually growing, then the corn, then the harvest time. So, boy, what? You got to trust the process. The process what? Of a law in the kingdom. That law that of sowing and reaping that I mentioned to you, that's a law in the kingdom. You don't sow nothing, you ain't going to reap nothing. If you sow to the flesh, then you are the flesh reap corruption. What's the flesh? That's the natural man and his physical body. And if you just sow to that, if you just speak, man, concerning its wants and its needs and everything else, then you're going to reap there. But if you sow to the Spirit, Jesus said, boy, the word that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. And we begin to plant that into our heart. I ain't talking about saying one thing one day and saying another thing the next day. I'm talking about maintaining that confession of faith and casting not away our confidence, like the Bible say in Hebrews. Hallelujah. By being fully persuaded, have great, what did it say, Arthur? It say, man, cast not away your confidence. Maintain your confession of faith and cast not away your confidence. Why? Because it has great recompense and reward. What you mean? Man, you know, if you apply that, boy, you're going to reap if you don't faint. If you don't cave in. If you don't give up. If you don't quit. What you talking about, Arthur? I'm talking about, man, how to appropriate, man, kingdom life in our life. Not Christian life. Not religious living. Kingdom living. Let me tell you something. Ain't no better life than that of a king. All these other lives that we live on earth, that's why God displayed himself, man, not as a president, not as a prime minister, not as a governor or a mayor or nothing like that, but he a king. Glory to God. Now say, open up the gates and let the King of Glory come through. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord God Almighty. Power. Who? The King of Glory. What do you say? Open up the door and let him come in. Who? Jesus. The King of Kings. Let the word come into your heart and your mind and apply it to your life and act on it. And listen, I guarantee you that if we begin to apply God's word to our lives, not just preach about it and hear about it, but the application of it consistently, on a daily basis, being not weary in the way of doing, while knowing that in due season, we're going to reap it, we don't faint. You think them farmers go out there and do all that work, man? Why? Because they understand the principle of sowing and reaping. They know, man, that in harvest time, man, they're going to have a harvest. They're going to be more than what they planted. It might have, I'm just using this for illustration. It might have cost them $1,000 to plant the seed and everything in the ground and water and cultivate. But boy, by the time the harvest time comes, then they're going to have 10,000, 100,000, a million. But it just cost them a $1,000. Because boy, I'm telling you, you're going to reap abundantly. Some 30-fold, some 60-fold, and some 100-fold. Abundant life. And therein is our Father glorified, man, that we bear much fruit. Glory to God. That would bring glory to his name. Well, when we as his children, you know, walking in the reality of his word. So what he did, And when he came down and then he did what he had to do, boy, and then cleansed us up from all our righteousness, and he established the kingdom of heaven on the earth, and then he went back up to where he came from. He said, and then when he went back up, the Bible said, then he gave gifts to men, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, to teach, to do what? To take away where he left off in, to go into all the world and make disciples, students, learners of all men, not Christians, Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists, Baptists, Methodists, Church of God in Christ, Episcopalian. If you're operating in all that, that's all fine, but man, then don't just stop there. What he come to make you a son and a daughter. Come to establish, boy, your true identity, your kingship, and your authority, and your dominion that you lost in Adam. Restore that back to us so that we can get back on course to God's purpose and God's plan and God's destiny for our lives. What's that again, Arthur? That it might be in our lives here, all right? Just like it is in heaven. We end up when we get back to God's original law. How they going to get back to God's written law? How they going to know unless somebody tell them? How somebody going to tell them unless they be sin? That's why I told you earlier, boy, when I read to you, man, Ephesians chapter 1, about God claimed Jesus who descended, ascended. And when he ascended, he gave gifts to me, to the church, to the world, to human, to mankind, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. For what? To edify one another, to build one another up. How you going to do that, Arthur? By, boy, doing what Jesus did, told the disciples to do, boy, in the early part of his ministry, boy. The Bible says, man, he sent them out two by two. And he, watch this. And he gave them specific instructions. He said, listen, go, don't go to the Gentiles, but go to the lost sheep of Israel. And watch this. And preach the gospel of the king. Listen, he didn't even trust in me. He know that we got our own messages. Just like many ministers, man, they preach their own message. Let me just say this while I'm about you. When I talk about preachers and pastors and prophets, I'm not talking about the people. When I say something, man, that might come off negative about Baptists or Methodists or non-denomination or whatever type of denomination we fall on, I'm not talking about the people. I'm talking about the religion of that. The religion of the Baptists, the Methodists. I don't care what denomination might be up on the, what it might be, Christianity, Mormonism, Buddhism, Hinduism, the religion of death. Well, that's what God wanted to deliver this people from. To what? From your attempt to try to appease God and reach God, boy, deliver you from your works and translate you into a finished work. The kingdom of God. Well, it's all said and done, and all you start doing is becoming who you already are. How you do that, Art? Through the original law. How you become who you already are? That's why you hear me say that a lot on this broadcast. We just becoming who we already are. How you do that, Art, to become who you already are? Take the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of God's word and begin to plant it in our life and begin to act on it and begin to, man, water it, talk like it, speak like it. Walk like it. Even if you got to start out crawling. But just keep on keeping on. Keep on growing. Keep on becoming. And as you do that, boy, guess what, boy? You're going higher and higher and higher. You're going from your next to your neck to your neck. You get greater and greater and greater. Well, you're becoming who you already are. Well, mighty men and mighty children and sons and daughters, kings and queens of the Most High God. Listen, that's God's will for our lives. That's my prayer for being on this radio broadcast, just to edify you, just to come, boy, just like the Bible say, boy, and just scatter seeds. Just plant the seed of God's word into your life and into your heart. Now, I'll realize something, that some seeds fall on by the wayside. That's the ones who hear the word but don't understand it. And then they come, if you don't understand it, then, boy, I'm talking about the devil coming immediately to rob that word out of your life by his unproof. They don't understand it. He comes, he don't even trust that to the demon. He comes himself. The Bible says the wicked one comes himself to get that word. I also realize that some words fall on stony ground. You can't plant no, that's hard heart. That's something to me, they did. I don't want to hear that. Go somewhere else with that. Go preach that to somebody else. If it's like that, then how come all this on there? How come people dying? Why this letter? Why God let this happen? That's hard, huh? Then you got some men falling on thorny ground. They like men putting some seed, just throwing seed out in the in on the grass. Just throwing seed out in the bushes. Just throwing seed out there where all the weeds and everything else is, and the ground ain't prepared or nothing. That's thorny ground. And some of them grow up in there, but they grow up well with all the rest of the mess. But all the rest of the things, that's like a lot of us, a lot of believers, they know the word of God, man, but they still live according to the bigger elements of this world. Right? Because the word of God is sown in the on thorny ground. Whether when man persecution arrives or affliction arrives or any circumstance, situation, or something arises that's contrary to the word of God, then we get off of that word, man, the word of God, and just start getting on there. In other words, like I said earlier, well, we say then by the stripes of Jesus we heal, but here come the thorny ground, here come the weeds and everything else, and here come the symptoms and a pain across your chest. And the first thing the devil put in your heart is heart attack. Here come, boy, you put the little thing around your arm, man, and then, boy, that thing say, boy, 180 over, man, 120, boy. First thing the devil say, high blood pressure, and you start saying it too. That's a weed. That's growing up amongst the thorns. Then you got the ones that fall on good ground. That's those who receive the word of God gladly with a glad heart and say, Lord, be it unto me according to your word, and start speaking that and decreeing that and declaring that. And watch this, to the place where that's the only thing you say. Listen, that don't happen. That don't just happen automatically, immediately. That's a way of life. That's a way of living. You got the man grow up in that way of living. You got to grow up in that. You got the man be trained up in that and raised up into that. Of course, man, when you first start out, you're going to start saying, well, yeah, then when a symptom comes, you're going to start saying that. And then when you get into the word of God, or everybody say the word of God, then you're going to start saying that. That's in the beginning stage, but as you continue growing in the knowledge of God's will, then all the more negative things, my high blood pressure, my sugar diabetes, I got cancer, Dr. Cal, all that, man, you're going to stop saying that. Eventually, the sooner the better. Tell where you only say, boy, speak the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of God's word into your life. Boy, that's what God wants for all of us. That's God's desire for all of us. That it be unto us according to his word. And boy, he's showing us in these last days how to appropriate that into our lives. Hallelujah. So that we might bring glory to his name. So we might bring manifestation to his words. Not just hope, but reality. Hallelujah. How are you going to do that all the world again? By coming to the knowledge of the laws of God and operating according to the laws of God. Why? Because he's a God of law. And everything is lawful and done decently and in order and according to the laws of God. When we take the word of life, man, and begin to sow that into our life. When we realize, man, that, boy, that's a law of liberty. Listen, you choose. You see, I said before you, life and death, blessing and curses. You choose. That's liberty. Listen, God don't send nobody to hell. You choose to go there. God don't curse nobody. You choose. He said, I said before you, life and death, the blessing and the curses. He said, then he said, but the choice is yours. That's liberty. And then he give us some insight. But say, choose life. Why? So that you and your whole household, you and your children, and your children might live. Choose to bless. Why? So that you and your whole house, your family, your children might be blessed. Choose that. You got liberty. You're free to choose either one. But you say, let me help you, man. Let me tell you, man. Let me give you some good advice. Why? Choose life. Why? Because if you do, then you and your children, gonna live for eternity. What's gonna happen if I don't? There's another law. What? The law of sin and death. If you don't choose the life, if you don't choose the blessing, if you don't choose, man, the kingdom of God, then guess what? Automatically, you're gonna choose the life, you're gonna get the death. If you don't choose the blessing, you're gonna get the curse. If you don't choose the kingdom of life, you're gonna live in the kingdom of darkness. But the choice is still yours. And if you choose the law, man, if you choose the death and the curse, boy, that the Bible say, you know what? Then you're gonna surely die. If you eat off that tree, Adam, you're gonna surely die. He didn't say might lest you die like what Eve said. No, he said you're gonna surely die. Well, that's a law. If you don't take my word and apply it to your life, man, then you're gonna be under a law called a law of sin and death. Why? Because if you don't, if you choose another word, then you're gonna transgress my word. And that's what sin is. The transgression of God's word. I'm talking about capital S-I-N. Not S-I-N-S, sin, like all these other things that God wrote to Moses. Hey, listen, man, he's saying, man, listen, if you choose the life, you and your children gonna live. Well, yeah. And you explain why, because Jesus Christ come to set us free from the law of sin and death. That's a law. Well, you eat out that tree, you're going to die, man. If you don't choose the life, you're going to die, man. If you don't choose the blessing, then you're going to get the curse, man. That's a law. The perfect law of liberty. You know what happened, man. They chose the law. They chose the law of sin and death. They willfully disobeyed God's command. Don't eat off the tree. You can, but don't. And the result of it, this is why I don't. Why? Because if you do, you're going to separate yourself from me and my will and my purpose and my destiny for your life. And then you're going to walk on in darkness and live in darkness. And down through generation, man, you're going to get further and further and further and further away from my will and plan and purpose for your life. Listen, y'all, my time is up on this broadcast. I've only got about 30 seconds, minutes now. But all I want you to know, God, I want you to know today is, boy, that God is doing something in your life. Let him do what he want to do in your life. Give him free will. Give him free reign in your life. Find out about God's word, man, and then begin to speak that in your life. Why? Because, man, you are saved. So speak that. You and your whole house. You are healed. So speak that. You and your whole house. You are delivered from everything that we might need delivered from. So what we got to do? Speak that. Hallelujah. We are blessed. Speak that. Speak God's word into our circumstance, situation, and symptoms. And don't be weary in well-doing. Why? Because if you're doing that, you're doing well. If you sow the words of life into your life. Why? Because the spirit of life that they tried to give has set us free from the law of sin and death. For what purpose? So that we can get back on course to God's will of our lives. Saved, healed, delivered, provided for, impacted in this world and this earth with the kingdom of God. Win and soul, the kingdom of God. Listen, lady, you are. I decree and declare that we are healed. We are saved. All in. Not trying to get it. All in. And boy, we begin to apply the word of life to that circumstance, situation, and symptom. And don't get weary in well doing as we continue to apply it and water it. In due season, we're going to reap. So keep calling your body healed. Keep calling your family your life saved. Keep calling me and your life prosper. Keep calling me, let's do it all in. And again, be not the same, but not more. Whatsoever we can form, that shall he do. Glory to God. So again, I decree and declare God's best for your life. My wife, Jill, and I, my family, we love y'all as a mother. Just have one day, God. That you not only be washed in the blood of the Lamb, but you can be redeemed from the curse of the law and begin to walk in the reality of what it means to be son and daughter of the Most High God. Because we look forward to talking to you again next week. If he could be of any service to you and help you in your growth, call us. 713-870-3776. Again, that phone number is 713-870-3776. Arthur and Gail of our ministry. King of Life Fellowship, World Outreach Ministry. Look forward to talking to y'all again next week. We love you with the love of the Lord. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
This is Pastor Arthur Levine. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages on these broadcasts has been a tremendous blessing to your life. We pray and speak the blessing of God upon your life. and if we can be of further service to you, please feel free to contact us at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry. Our phone number is 713-870-3776.